love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Loveline, everybody. Really?
Yeah. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. All right. It's official. I've had an ass full of the rain. I'm getting like
weird.
I'm never not wet.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm doing. Here's how I spend my day. Either getting wet or drying off before I get wet again, but I'm never actually dry. I'm getting like moss. I have like peat moss on my balls.
And your nose too.
My balls.
Oh wow, that's scary.
I got like a chia sack going. I'm never dry.
What? You know what's weird with me? I went out in the rain today. I had some problems at the house, leaks, you know, power outage, the whole thing. And I went out and I thought, it's raining. It's just like, it's just a matter of fact.
Never stop it.
It'd be weird if it weren't raining.
And we're having
biblical raining.
Like houses floating down hills and mudslides and people falling in rivers. And
didn't we get that figured out with the city creating stringent codes for this kind of thing?
Listen, I'm going to say something. It's not going to be popular. Now, the timing may not be right, but a lot of that stuff we sent to Sumatra and some of the other countries, we're going to need some of it back.
The tsunami stuff.
I'm just saying, please dig deep and give back some of our stuff,
because
we're coming apart here.
Noah here in Los Angeles.
It's biblical. Yeah, it's bad times, and I've officially had an ass full of it.
Yeah.
My dog smells, my nuts smell, everything smells, Drew. Everything's wet, everything smells. And here's the other thing, too. Everything is somewhere. Where's my rain jacket? Where's the umbrella? It's these things, so you live in Los Angeles, you don't know what they are. I don't even know what to do. I was holding the umbrella upside down the whole time. I was holding it by just a little metal poker at the very end, and the thing filled up. Must have weighed 80 pounds, but I refused to flip it. No one said anything. I was just carrying around, like water sloshing all over the place was actually worse. I don't know what to do with an umbrella. Seagulls. There was a flock of geese landed in there. I don't know what to do. Squirrels were cleaning themselves.
But now you do. You've been living in this for 3 weeks now. 3 weeks.
I got a jacket with a hood now. It's
and people
crazy.
Understand, they think of rain the way it rains like in New York or Pennsylvania. It's sort of like it rains. Here it just unloads. It's pelting. It's like stuff's dry. It's driving rain hour on end.
No, it was like my house was being sandblasted. All last night, just driving. I was up all night. I went to bed at 3. There were like sirens at 5:30. I was worried, and all I do is worry about everything. Right. Must be nice to be a chick, huh? I guess like being a newborn, right? Just go to bed. Let him deal with it. I'm worried about drains and things overflowing and dripping and swelling and dry rot and wet rot and fungi. I'm going insane all night. I can't sleep. Just being pelted. Mm. All right. So, it's good times. And let me just say this, too. We always get angry because they always feed us that line of crap when it comes to driving, which is, hey, you drive fast. You don't get there any faster. Mm. You obey all posted speed limits and stay within the law. You get to the airport just as fast. We haul ass.
You go 20, same as 100.
Yeah, let me say this. When it rains, why do you get everywhere 20 minutes later?
Because you're going slower.
Because everyone is going slower. Mm-hmm. It's not, that has nothing to do with hydrodynamics or the moisture affecting the clock or the calendar. Instead of averaging 74 like I do every night here, I'm now averaging 61, and it takes me 11 minutes longer. You see, everybody, you go slower, takes longer. I was noticing that as I was there's nothing better than trying to make time, by the way, Drew, when it's pouring rain outside.
Impossible.
That's become stunt driving. Now. You become the a-hole of the world. Fog everywhere.
Yeah, weird.
I do this move, too, when it's foggy. I put my head, like, I lean forward 9 inches so my head is up. Like I become like an old man.
Your head's over the steering wheel.
Yeah, it's over the steering wheel, but I'm thinking to myself, me getting 9 inches closer to the windshield.
It's going to make you see everything much clearer.
All of a sudden, I'm an eagle? How does that work? But there's something very satisfying. It's sort of like putting your ear closer to the radio when the speakers are in the back of the car. Shh, hold on. Mm-hmm. I got to hear something. There's something, it's like you get to do something. something satisfying about it.
Yeah, you feel you're doing everything you can.
Yeah, like, hey, everybody, look, I'm leaning forward.
I'm at attention now.
I'm focusing.
I'm working.
What really is going to happen is if the airbag goes off, I'll be decapitated because my chin will be under it.
Hey, speaking of the tsunami thing, you want to talk about this K-Rock event?
Yeah.
With our mother station here in Los Angeles, the KROQ, has got a website, krock.com, and they have a huge promotion going on right now called the Big Ass Auction. Is that right, Ann?
Mm-hmm.
And in this auction, amazingly, you can hire Hoobastank to play at any event you want. You can get Pennywise in your backyard, and you can be a guest on Loveline.
Yeah.
You can broadcast on Loveline. I think we ought to do more than one night myself, but right now it's just one.
That's not overdue it, Drew.
It's about five.
Batting practice with the Dodgers.
But for people around the country, I would think the Hoobastank, the Pennywise, and Loveline would be the things they'd be interested in.
Yeah, but you can take drum lessons from Travis of Blink 182.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like he shows up stoned 2 hours late. That's what's going to happen.
Now the Loveline.
Banks your girlfriend and leaves.
You got to get yourself out
that's
here.
That's what
right?
I think is going to happen.
There's travel's not included in these things, but it's only $500 so far.
Walk on part on the OC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
All the beautiful babies.
And this all benefits. Why, Anderson? What?
What's Anderson?
He just said thanks for something. I have no idea.
No, I just said that'd be an extra probably. He'd be walking in the background on the OC.
No, he's going to be a guest star and lead in one.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to do. They're going to do a three-part
mini series. He's
going
to love scene. A three-way with the stars. In fact,
Anderson. By the way, think about that impulse you have. By the way, right there. Now, it usually gets directed toward me and sometimes Drew, but think about the impulse to undermine. Yeah. You won't be doing it. You'll just be one of the schlubs in the back. You might get a granola bar out of the deal.
In any event,
keeping it real.
All right. Don't pay any money for that one. You're just going to be in the background.
This all benefits.
They should be paying you.
Tsunami
they
survivors.
Really should. I agree with you.
Because they want Loveline to get the most money. That's what
it is a great event. And right now, Loveline's at $500.
$500.
That's a pretty good deal.
Cost me $750 to come in and do it tonight.
Tonight, so you get a hydroplane.
That's a deal, everybody. Drew, what did you pay tonight?
I had one of those hovercrafts I had to bring in to get in here.
Yeah. No, I mean, it actually,
about $600.
Forget about gas money and transportation. We actually pay every night.
We love it so much.
Most DJs actually bring home a salary, not us, Drew.
No.
We pay to talk to the kiddies. And that's, now, of course, if they paid me, I would have to shut up and take calls.
Yeah.
This is why I'm able to wax on about left turn arrows and my grandmother for hours at a time. But, 311 signed guitar. Concert tickets to all the big... Oh, here's a cool one, which is the Weenie Roast. Now, you don't have to be from Los Angeles to know what the Weenie Roast. This is the biggest concert of the summer. Your band can come out and open up. Yes. And here's the thing, too, Drew. You think about something like your band opening up on the Weenie Roast.
That's a big deal.
Batting practice with the Dodgers. These are opportunities, not just thrills. Let me give you an example. I get in there. I take some cuts. You know,
well, tell them what your story is.
Well, I got warning track power.
No, this is no.
All I'm saying is your band opens. Just quiet down.
And they're producers in the audience.
They're big wigs out there. They're coked up. they're vulnerable. They got ears open. You go out there and rock the place. I mean, think about it as a movie.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people cheering.
Oh, yeah.
You start cheering for your band. They don't want you to leave.
Run back and give you a record deal.
Rock the place hard. You got a record deal. You take some BP with the Dodgers. Next thing you know, you're just cranking them all over Dodger Stadium. You get signed a big league contract.
Immediately. In a movie.
These are opportunities. This isn't just some novelty. Loveline, you come in. Drew takes a shining to you. Leaves his wife. Marries you. You become you become Mrs. Dr. Pinsky. It's huge. Huge. Or maybe we hook you up with Engineer Chris, single man, takes you back to his mom's house, shows you his bobblehead collection. It's going to be awesome. Spend a magical night with Engineer Chris. Anderson maybe comes over and throws up on you. It's awesome. Possibilities are endless. And let me tell you, so much goes... You know where the show is on this show, Drew? It's behind the scenes.
Oh, wait. Well, it's the walk every night to the bathroom.
The long walk
to our favorite bathrooms.
The long walk
of
shame to the bathroom. We have two bathrooms.
We have one we prefer.
Twice a night, we go to the faraway one when we really need to delve into some issues.
It's a special me event.
What if a girl wins? Can she go in to the bathroom?
She can come with us.
We've had female... Kathy Griffin came with us.
Yeah,
she's not really a girl.
You take the walk with us, Anderson, please. You take the walk with us to the bathroom. Yeah. You come in, you hang out. So, and it's all, I'm sure it's all a write-off, by the way, too. Not sure that any of our listeners have anything to write.
Well, their parents.
To write anything off. All right, their parents. All right, there you go. All right. Jerry?
Yes.
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Jerry, hang on 1 second. So I'm just saying it's KROQ.com, the big-ass auction. Just click on that, and you'll see all the things.
Yeah, you don't have to be in Los Angeles to take advantage of this,
right.
By the way.
Jerry,
okay.
Here we go. Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah, here you go.
Okay.
All right, Jerry. You see what happens when I stop talking?
Yeah, let's start over again. There you go.
Who do you want to talk to?
Jerry. Let's start
really?
Over. Just pretend we were just getting here for the first time.
Jerry.
20.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 20, and I'm married, and for about 2 years now. And
how long did you know your husband before you got married?
About, we were dating for about 3 months.
3 months? And then got married all of a sudden?
Yeah.
At 18?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 22 now.
What's the hurry? What are we running away from?
Nothing, really. We just...
Is that just what people do where you live? They get married at 18?
I don't know. We just...
Well, I'm asking you seriously. I don't know. Around where you live, do people get married?
Well, she doesn't know.
What's she doing? Did everyone in your high school get married as soon as they leave high school?
Well, actually, we met at Job Corps.
Ooh.
We were both at Job Corps.
Job Corps is prison with a rake.
I know it is.
A shovel.
It is a shovel, right? What happened?
Well, I wasn't a bad kid. I just didn't like my school. A lot of family problems. You know, wanted to get away from the family, so I went to Job Corps.
Well, you were running away from your family into this marriage. Okay.
And what did you do? I want to know more about Job Corps. What do you do there?
Well, I liked it whenever I went there. You know, you don't have to be a bad kid. You get to go there, live there for free.
It helps.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is required. First thing they ask you on the application, are you a bad kid?
No.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Let me hear something you'll never hear at Job Corps. Roll call. Silverstein. Berkowitz. Wittenberg. Stein. That is something you'll never... How fast would Jewish parents kill themselves if their kids went to Job Corps, Drew? Will you ever hear it? Goldfarb. Will you ever hear that?
What do you hear?
Hey, some Jones, some Washington, a little Hernandez. And then you got your good old Anglos. Got your few Smiths, Johnsons. You're just not going to hear Goldfarb. That's all.
So what's, Jerry? So what's your question, Jerry?
Well, I don't have a sex drive anymore. And
oh, hold on. No, you're not going to hear. Yamasaki! Chio!
Here's what you're not going to hear. Park.
Park! No Koreans. I'd like to put together a list of names, last names you're not going to hear at the Job Corps roll call. I think Park's up there. Goldfarb's pretty high. Steinman's up there.
Japanese name's good, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Lee, the Chinese ain't going either.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to have any Lees, and you're not going to have, like, Takanawis. Now, all right, hey, Jerry, what's your last name, just for fun?
Well, it was Johnson.
I did have you on the list.
I know.
Yeah.
What's your husband's name?
Chris.
No. His last name that you've acquired.
Harrison.
That was number six. I would have got to that. All right. Now, listen. I know I know it sounds rough, but I did say her name, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay. All right. I'm just saying. Everyone's like, oh, stop. You shouldn't. Well,
you got it.
All right. I got her name, didn't I?
Yeah.
Only gave two or three Anglo names, yes?
You pegged it.
All right, Jerry. You could have piped up, by the way. You had to make me ask you. You couldn't actually. When you heard your last name being called off
now,
on the roll.
I will defend her on this. I can imagine it would be hard to stop the momentum and she's nervous and go, hey, you know what? That's funny, Adam.
All right. When we come back, though, you could have brought it up.
Yeah.
All right,
like pulling teeth with me, you know, it's my mom always said.
All right, so what do you do at Job Corps, by the way?
You finish school. I finished 2 years of school in 2 months. I got a trade.
What was your trade?
CNA. Certified ass wiper.
CNA, certified ass wiper. What's that, some kind of nurse or something?
Kind of. I'm a lot lower than a nurse. I do all the cleaning of the butts and the puke and the caffeine people and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then, and
guess what? Nursing does a fair share of that, too.
Yeah, and then so, but you have it, you can get a job, right?
Yeah, I got a good job now because of it.
What do you get an hour?
I get paid $9.50. A couple of my friends get paid like $10, $12, $13 an hour.
Yeah, she's calling from Missouri where they pay you to take an apartment.
Right, right.
Jessica's $128 a month for one bedroom.
Yeah. That's nice.
Seriously, how much is like a one or two bedroom where you live?
Well, average is like $380, $400.
Yeah. See? Well, seriously, over here it's $700, $800.
Oh, I can't imagine that because I've lived in Missouri my whole life, so I can't imagine that at all.
It's probably more than that.
Listen, I have friends who live in like West LA. They have a nice little townhouse, two stories, you know, about 1,200 square feet or something. $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend paying $500 for a 3-bedroom townhouse here.
$500?
Yeah, that's, well, so the $10 ain't so bad, you know what I mean?
It works.
Yeah.
Really works.
Move out to Missouri. Hey, Drew, let's move the show to Missouri.
Let's go.
Be walking around lighting cigars off hundreds and stuff like that. It'd be awesome. Gold Cadillac.
You look like Bishop
Don
Wall.
Number on the hood. All right. So, all right. Well, look, so, I'm interested in this.
Your question, Jerry, is?
That I don't.
You don't have a sex drive?
Yeah.
You haven't had a child, no baby or anything like that?
No. It's me and him.
When did the sex drive drop off?
About a year into it.
You didn't start a birth control pill or medication, anything like that at that time?
I've been off and on meds and birth controls and stuff like
what,
that.
What meds?
Prozac.
All right, well, Prozac will shut you down completely. So you have no sex drive when you're on Prozac, typically.
Well, see, before we were together and everything and I was on Prozac and birth control together, I was crazy about sex.
Yeah.
And, like, whorish about sex, you know. Mm. And now I'm back on it and everything. Well, I wasn't on it during this time when it started. And it's just, you know, I wasn't.
You weren't on the Prozac when you sort of shut down, and then you went on the Prozac and you've stayed shut down. Is that accurate?
All right.
And how's the relationship going?
It's great. We love each other so much.
All right. She's fine. What'd she do? Go get her pill adjusted?
What if she's bipolar?
Is it?
Can you ask her if that's ever been?
I could ask her. Jerry?
Yeah.
Are you bipolar?
They said I wasn't there yet.
But you're getting there?
I have major depression disorder.
Oh, okay.
And,
do you guys have any kids?
No.
Good.
Yeah. Have you talked to your doctor about this swing in your sex drive?
Yeah, but the other health problems just kind of push it over.
What other health problems?
They're doing the birth control for the cyst on my ovary.
Yeah, that's nothing.
What they think it is.
That's nothing. Just being a human, a female human, they get
everyone
gets those.
Everybody has that now.
Right, there you go. And what are your other health problems?
That was their first one, so their next one's got to be next to nothing.
The depression and stuff like that.
Well, you just said that there are other health
problems. All right, look. Here's the thing. Talk to your doctor. Get your meds.
You may be bipolar. That may be why you're swinging so much. It's a bipolar quality what you're describing.
And no kids for a little while.
And you talk to the doctor about maybe on antidepressants that don't shut your sex drive down so much. That don't work against you.
Yeah. I like this job, Cor. Let's face it. You're a crappy student. Things ain't working for you. Then we put you in a camp. We teach you a trade. And we get you a job.
That's right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. You're the one disparaging it.
No, but they're criminals. But why won't we admit in this country that 80% of the populace isn't going to college and just act like it? And I mean, I know we want to encourage people to go to college, but that leaves here's the deal. One out of every 19 guys I went to high school with went to some meaningful college. The rest of us had nothing to do, and we're pretending like we're all going to going to college.
There's that, and then what I hate even more, I'm more disturbed by, in fact, is that, okay, it's 2020 or 60 Minutes, we're going to talk to what's going on with young people today. So we went to Middlebury and University of Pennsylvania, and this is what 20-year-olds are thinking about.
Those are 20-year-olds who are on the fast track to success with rich, caring parents that are going to take care of them.
Completely outside the curve.
Yeah.
Completely.
Completely.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, that represents a fraction of the 20-year-olds that are out there. And then, by the way, who aren't the source of any of the problems that we're currently having.
Or any of the trends,
either.
It's
not gang violence that we're worried about. It's not rape. It's not incest. It's not arson.
Well, let's think about this out loud for a second.
Arson.
How would you really worry about that?
Yeah,
Flooding.
How would you
create a system that really addressed that?
I would go by weight.
Yeah, all right. Well,
now here's what I would do. I would
make an apprenticeship again. Bring back Pinocchio.
I would do an evaluation somewhere around the eighth or ninth grade. Talk to the teachers and say, look, does this kid This kid got it, or is this kid junior college material? Yeah. And they'd say, well, here's my opinion. And then I would talk to the kid, and I would say, look, right now, you're heading toward welding school. Now, if you want to go to college, it's time to pick it up. You got a semester, or you got two semesters. Mm-hmm. You got until, you know, the end of the 10th grade.
They did that with you, and they said, oh, you're ceramics.
Nah,
here you go, Adam.
They never really. Yeah, I was a ceramics major.
Yeah, but that's the same kind of thing, though.
Well, no, they said everyone has to pick a major, and ceramics was the only class I wasn't failing.
Oh.
Football and ceramics. I think they let football be a major, so I took ceramics. But here's the point. I started taking like two or three ceramics classes a semester, so what are you going to do? Mm. And I stand by that, and I parlayed that into quite a nice living.
Yes, indeed.
Making ashtrays. Yeah. Oh,
I see it at the art festivals all the time. Throwing the feldspar.
Yeah, weathered feldspar. I mean, pinch pot, slab pot, coil pot, you name it. Pot.
I told you I found a coil pot out in the woods one time.
All right, let's not digress. Okay. The point is, all right, here's what I do. So I do a little early assessment about the ninth grade. All right, let's face it. You know who's going and who isn't. There's a couple. There's maybe 10% that are sort of on the fence. Could go this way, could go that way if they started applying themselves.
Right.
Then we give a little speech to them. Look, you want to go to college? And by the way, if you don't want to go to college, great. Because here's the thing. You could go to college for 4 years, spend a lot of money, rack up a lot of student loans, and on maybe pick up a venereal disease. And at the end of it, you could end up with an art history major that basically had you back at square one once you graduated. You could go on a substitute school teaching for $12 an hour. Or you could get into welding. I get you a job in the defense industry, and you make $28.50 an hour, and then golden time, and you get in a big, strong union and all that kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
By the time you're 20, you're making $18-$25 an hour.
Wow.
So I would have liked to do that.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, some of these people have families that don't have money. The dad's not around. You know, they got to bring something back to the nest.
Sure.
So anyway, about then, I would ask them. And then by the 10th grade, it was time to start separating the wheat from the chaff, Drew. See what I'm saying?
It's quite an image.
You could play sports. You could go to the prom. There'd be a separate welding retard, roofing retard prom for you. No, you go to all things. You do everything. But when you go in, you didn't waste your time just sitting there in some student government class or something. You'd actually be learning electronics or plumbing or whatever. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Or stripping.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
That'll be a...
Weed out the hotties. We don't need you pushing pencils, sweetie pie.
Oh, my.
Give me that peachy folder.
You don't want them to weld?
Put these pasties on. Yeah.
I guess the weller's what you do.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break, Drew. We took a call and a half. That seems like enough. People. You want to give some money to a good cause, you go to krock.com and go to the Big Ass Auction. And it doesn't matter if you're in L.A. You can be across the country and get a chance to come in here and co-host Loveline.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Vegas with the Fabulous Striker. You can get tickets to all the K-Rock concerts. You can get 311 signed guitar. I mean, it goes on.
But the Pennywise in your house or the Pooba Stank at the event of your choice.
You get to sprint through an episode of the OC. batting practice with the Dodgers, whatever you
opportunities,
want.
Opportunities, not just
No, again. Yeah. No, not just novelty experiences. You're going to be, you'll be playing on stage. I say if you have a good batting practice with the Dodgers, you could very well work your way into the lineup.
In the 20 minutes we've been discussing this, the Loveline went from 502 to 1550.
Yeesh. $15.50. That is good cash. But I'd like to see it get up around $17 before the night is over. Yes, Drew? No, $1,550?
Yeah.
No one's ever going to cough that up for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, listen, Drew, you know what you should do? Here's what you should do. I gave $3,000, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
You should kick something in. Now, I won't embarrass you on the air because I know you're going to be more in that $80 to $85 range. But if you're calling in people, you should kick them back. You know what you should do? You should rebate them.
I should rebate them? I should match them.
Oh, you should match them, but that ain't ever going to happen. Well, look, let's face it. It's not getting over $2,000. You need a write-off. These people need it. All right, you think about it, Trump.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mmm. Get it on. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yeah!
What are you doing?
Nut.
God.
Mm.
Disgusting sounds.
I love macadamia nuts so much that when I found out that my partners, Jimmy and Daniel, didn't like them, I got angry.
Of course.
It's like, oh, so good.
What's the matter with them? Yeah. What is the matter with them?
It's really, it's like going, hey, who could go for a BJ? Not me. Like, huh?
That sounds like them.
Oh, no. They're passionate men. Very passionate men.
They don't like cars. They don't like automobiles.
Well, all right. Maybe like okay. You ready to keep rocking?
Here we go.
Oh. All right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Mm-hmm.
Speak to Adina?
Yeah.
You're 24?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was calling you guys because I think I might have a Vicodin addiction problem. But if I do, I want to know what it could be doing to me internally.
Well, I wish I could scare you off it, but the reality is that opiates were originally developed as such good medications, or considered such good medications, because they don't hurt anything. They were capable of removing pain without harming the body.
Mm.
Now, some people get concerned about the Tylenol or the acetaminophen and the Vicodin, but the fact is, the way people escalate their Vicodin use when they're addicted, I've treated thousands of Vicodin addicts. I've only seen one case of liver inflammation, liver toxicity from the Tylenol and the Vicodin.
Really?
Yeah, it's just that your liver can adjust and create the machinery to break it down and not make it toxic.
Well, is the same mechanism in your body that makes it possible for you to, once you got off on 1.5 of them, now you need 55 of them to get off. Isn't that almost the same event going on in your body?
That's actually a brain event, and this is liver.
No, but I understand.
But the body adjusting.
But your liver adjusts, and your brain adjusts, and everything sort of adjusts.
The body tries to maintain homeostasis.
Right.
If you're hungry, you eat. If you're thirsty, you eat. You know, that's your body's basic mechanism.
Right. And you dump a bunch of crap in it, and it tries to Even it out.
Keep it under control.
Right.
But at the end of the problem with Vicodin and all the opiates, not the way they harm the body, just it's the severe addiction that they cause.
And does your brain do the same thing? I mean, does your brain, it's like...
That's where that really happens.
I have 10 of these. I have to even my thought out.
I have 10 of these. I got to make it so I can work with this.
Right.
That's why you have withdrawal. Because all those compensations are still there when you take the drug away.
But I have 10, and I'm not getting effed up anymore because my body's evened out.
Right.
I need 20 now.
That, but the addictive process is the usurpation of the survival systems. The survival systems don't work right.
Hold on. When you get to 100, though, it goes back to 1. Am I right? So
no.
If you can make it past 100, you'll be back to 1 again.
Many have tried. Okay. The other thing with Vicodin, I'll tell you, there is one bad thing with Vicodin, I think about it, that is important for you to know, is it can cause deafness. Even in relatively small doses,
deafness?
It can cause deafness. Can you hear me? was that?
I've never heard of that before.
Yes, it can. It's an uncommon, maybe rare event, but I've seen. I had a guy taking 100 Vicodin a day and developed stone deafness, just completely deaf.
Like, my biggest concern is, I have at least 2 every day. I mean, it's been for months now. But my blood pressure, I noticed, is starting to get up into like the 160 some days.
Well, that's the withdrawal symptoms. Dina, you got to get treated. That's it.
Two a day?
She's in the lightweight scale.
Lightweight.
So hopefully
what do they do to treat you, though?
You have to go into a program. You have to be detoxed.
Stop doing it and send you home.
You have to be in a structured environment. You've got to get a 12-step process going. It takes time. Opiate addiction is a very difficult problem.
Are you really only doing 2 a day?
Yeah, I am, but I only weigh about, 105 pounds, and for me...
Yeah, no, I see. All right. Get some help. You know what?
You go to a treatment program. Opiate addiction, in my opinion, cannot be treated outside of a hospital.
Let me say this.
It's always progressive.
They say that chicks get paid like 75 cents on the dollar.
Mm-hmm. Go by weight?
Well, let's think about a chick's life, first off. How much more food do you eat than your wife? You know what I mean? Twice as much.
Easily.
Not 1/4 as much.
Yeah.
You know, you eat 25% more. You eat twice as much.
100% more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, for me, like, if I got to get jacked up, I got to drink a 6-pack or a bottle of wine.
Five times as much.
I got to drink a lot more. Yeah. My wife has a shot of NyQuil. She's wiped out.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom, a half a glass of champagne. She's just swinging off the chandelier.
Mm.
You know, it's a cheaper lifestyle.
But how much more do those shoes cost?
Shoes.
Their shoes are more. Yeah. Their shoes are more. Give them that. But think about the lifestyle.
But the shoes,
they're like those little, you know, they, like a woman could be, you know what I love too? Oh, must be nice. A woman could be like the, you know, Britney Spears, you know, make $20 million a year, but wants a Volkswagen Bug. Wants a $19,000 car. So see what I mean? As a guy, that wouldn't work.
Right.
You need to drive something that was so well. You make $10 million a year, you got to drive a $1 million car. You see what I mean? They could be happy driving.
Yeah, but they have to have $20 million a year, they have to have a $1 million diamond.
Well, yeah, but if you're a brother, you know what I mean?
Well, they got the diamonds and the car.
Yeah.
See?
Okay, here's my point. Much more to be a black guy in this society.
Okay,
with the rims and the jewelry.
So they need to have
the cars,
more, be competent.
They need to make the most.
And there's history to compensate.
I'm just
for
saying, when you weigh out the whole 75 cents on the dollar, and most of the guys are living with, you know, paying the utility bills and the mortgage half the time, I think they're coming out on top. I mean, just think about food consumption.
Oh, and how about your porn budget?
Oh.
Huh. Yeah, it's just boggling.
Into the millions.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You ready to go, Drew?
Yeah.
Ooh, we got a little Germany or Florida coming up. This is exciting. Justin?
How's it going, guys?
24, what's up, buddy?
Love the show.
Thanks.
Drew, I just want to say you're a man of extreme passion, and Adam, you are a true genius. And our Rams are going to get it done this Saturday.
Yeah.
You know this, baby, you know this.
No, I don't know it, but I'd like to see the Rams win. And let me just say this to all the a-hole ass-kickers out here from parts unknown with your beloved teams that you abandoned. Everyone says
you've been a Ram fan since they were here. You continue to be a Ram fan even when they moved.
We don't have another team.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
Right.
That's my old thing. It's like I grew up in Los Angeles. I was a Rams fan for, you know, 30 years, and then they moved. And now it's like, everyone's like, I can't believe you're still a fan. Wait, first off, this, by the way, coming from Jimmy's cousin Sal's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, has never even been there. His dad got him a stupid football helmet lamp when he was 9, and that's it. The temerity to point the finger at me, everyone else is just some J-off who's from New York or from Boston. They haven't been there in 10 years, and they're never going back.
Yep.
Please, how dare you people point your greasy
fingers
at me.
I'm a Rams fan, too, for the same reason.
So if you did get a team, would you give up on the Rams if you got a team?
Well, it'd be hard. We grew up with them.
I think you always like the team you grew up with, just like a lot of people that were Brooklyn Dodger fans, you know, still followed the Dodgers after they moved to L.A.
Right.
But it would certainly help if we had a team out here. We have no team, and the team we have left. And here's my question to everybody. Who am I supposed to root for, then, if not for the team I grew up rooting for?
Right.
Thank you.
True.
Very
okay.
compelling tonight, Drew. Go ahead, Justin.
Hang a second, Justin. A little unsettled. Producer Ann has been sitting in the studio with us for 45 minutes. I've never seen this before.
Well, she's working hard on this tsunami relief stuff.
Ah.
And she's depressed about her Chargers. Speaking of teams.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So I noticed
promising.
That about her. Yeah.
So promising.
You didn't go down there this weekend, did you?
No. Justin?
Yep.
What's up?
All right, here we go. A local man, his sleep interrupted constantly by loud noises from a nearby sadomasochism parlor, decided to inflict his own punishment on a patron of the club by shooting him with a pistol in a bid for peace and quiet. Police said the man, aged 22, entered the neighboring club to complain about the loud noise and then attacked a 37-year-old client with the gas-powered pistol after finding the dominatrices absent. The victim suffered a cut lip and impaired hearing.
Gas-powered pistol.
Must have been one of the CO2 pistols.
Is it a pellet? Or?
I said 22, though, didn't you? You're talking about a pellet gun?
Pellet gun.
But that was a 22 pistol.
It says again. No, he's age 22.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A 22 pistol. And it just says gas-powered pistol.
All right.
That's a pellet gun.
Well, he shot him in the face with it, apparently. The victim suffered a cut lip and impaired hearing.
Okay, hold on, Justin.
Germany or Florida?
Wow. Pellet gun feels
that's it? That's
German.
All, he's not giving us anything else?
I mean,
it felt like he had something more to say. Were there any more hints?
Nope, that's about it.
That's the story, all right.
Drew, now, you know that little voice inside your head?
Ignore it.
Stop trusting. Stop trusting your instincts. Start trusting my voice inside my head.
Okay.
There it goes, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
The way it was written sounded peculiar. Notice that?
Was
that a peculiar way of writing?
I'd say the S&M Club felt German.
The pellet guns felt Florida to me.
Yeah, that's tough. That's weird because I get the feeling like pellet guns in Germany are...
Really?
There's
it's
more
like paintball.
Of them. No, I the pellet gun, I think they probably have, like, competitions and stuff, you know?
Like shooting...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The
S&M, 22, shooting them in the face...
That
tough.
Sounds Floridian.
Tough. Just, all right.
The behavior
right.
is so Floridian.
All right.
Want to split it? I'll go Florida. You go Germany.
I've been getting killed, Drew. I can't take
one of us
more
gonna
losses.
Be wrong.
I'll go Germany.
All right. Go Florida.
All right. Justin?
You guys are split on this, huh?
Germany or Florida?
You know the ace man is right. It's Berlin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. 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 Hell yeah!
You will grab me, though. That is Floridian behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the pellet gun felt more...
The way it was presented,
sort of international. You want to go Florida's BB gun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pellet gun and...
Wrist rocket.
And also the fact that it's a gas-operated gun, but they didn't give it a name.
Right, right.
Suggests some
yes.
foreign
Again,
something.
The way it was
it's
written.
A little translation
yeah,
thing.
Right, right.
And the S&M Club.
Germany.
Feels German, yes?
Yeah, it does.
All right.
And so, we got the K-Rock's big-ass auction. Where are we at with Loveline?
We were at $1,550 when we left off. That is you coming in, sitting in, co-hosting one night. Everything from warming up my coffee to cupping my
Playing
snack.
Germany or Florida.
Playing Germany
playing
or Florida.
Ace's Accordion Ranchero Countdown.
Yeah. See the magic. I may even wear sweatpants.
Meeting Chief Thunderbear, perhaps? Yeah, it's hard.
It's tough.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't believe in helping.
I know.
He
I
believes
that.
Everything's from the spirits, and if you get in and tamper with it, you're sort of tampering with the spirits. I it's tough with the translation, but I get the feeling he's just really... He's
an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's krock.com, KROQ.com. What's the actual official title? The Tsunami Relief. K-Rock for Relief Big Ass Auction. If you click on that, you can bid on becoming a guest up here. You can get Interpol tickets. Is that right? Or you can open for bands for the K-Rock Winnie Roast. Here it is.
True. You're like a professor with that stuff.
That's
what
right.
don't you know?
Wait a minute. This is all...
Yeah?
Interpol. See Interpol in Paris. Get
Ooh.
Pennywise in
see
your home.
See Interpol in Paris.
Yeah. Concert, airline tickets, hotel.
It's impossible to say about spinning on somebody.
Hoobastank, wherever you, whatever event you like them to come to. No doubt.
Hoobastank comes to your event?
Yes. Plays your event, your bar mitzvah, whatever.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
And it's for a great cause, so.
All right. Let's take a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Rock on. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. So you go to K-Rock, the web address, krock.com, and you go to the big-ass auction, and you bid on one of these many, 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 too many for me to list, but really cool things, and then you go do them.
Yeah.
One of them is coming to the studio.
Cool.
Hang out.
So if somebody pays $2,000 to come in here and join us, you going to talk to them? Please? Yeah, it's going to be a lot. We get Thunderbear in here.
I'll get Chris. Okay. I'll get Chris to talk to him. Like, Chris, tell what's-his-nose to get me some more coffee. Thanks. Please stay away from the macadamia nuts. Those were a gift from a listener. Yeah, that's what's going
on. Or Anderson.
Like. Yeah. I got an itch under one of my mucklucks. Could you reach in there? And, yeah.
Well, at least you talk to him.
Use a wire hanger. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? I'm gonna be. I'll show you the time of your life.
Your loquacious self, gregarious, loquacious.
Reach around is what you'll be getting. That's for the gents. The ladies, no reach around, which is its own gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tara.
Hi, it's Tara.
I knew there was a correction coming. I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep. Well, any of the Taras that are Taras or Taras that are Tara, you know what you get. You correct me on that. Here's the deal. Here's the thing. Are they spelled differently?
No.
Okay. They have to be spelled differently.
Well, people don't remember Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit.
We used to have a lovely, lovely, lovely phone screener who was called Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit.
Because that was how she basically introduced herself.
She would go nuts on you if you ever called her Tara. Like, first off, nobody else gives a rat's hiney about the way you pronounce your ridiculous name, number one. Number two, if the name is spelled the same way, then we just have to decide on a pronunciation. Otherwise, you're going to go through an entire life of just correcting people. And number three, don't correct anybody. I'm going to talk to you for 15 seconds, and then you're gone.
Tara really should be like the
Spanish. And you know what? Not going to use your name again. That's an interesting point.
Right.
That's the only time it's coming up, really.
Right.
It's not like, listen, Tara. Tara, you got to search your soul. Tara, have you been to Tara? You've got to go to Tara. You've been everywhere, but you've never been to Tara. Tara, sweetie, Tara, listen to me. Tara, shh, 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 precious Tara. Shh, Tara. No, don't talk. No, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I say your name once at the top.
Tara really should, right, in this show. Tara really should be T-E-R-R-A, like Terra Firma.
Yeah, because Tara.
Why not? It's this little sort of exoticness to it.
Salt of the earth, Tara. Yeah, because a terrace. How do you spell the terraces? That's how you spell T-E-R, right?
Yeah.
Terrorism.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Tara.
Yeah. What? Now, here's the thing. T-A-R-A, that's...
Now, maybe we should give her a break. Maybe her name is spelled T-E-R-A, and the screener screwed it up.
Ooh.
Let's give her one chance.
Tara? No. Tara?
Tara works. I get it all the time.
How do you spell your name?
It is T-A-R-A.
And okay. That's Tara.
But
your name
I
is
spell
Tara.
It to your screener.
Yeah, they spelled it right.
But here's the deal. If your name looks like Tara, you're going to get called Tara every single time.
Certainly when they see your name written.
I get to thank my parents for that.
All right. Well, you know what you should do? Go to Tara.
Or switch the spelling.
Or switch the spelling.
All right, what's up?
I just have a question. I got married about a year ago, mm-hmm. and I was a virgin when I met my husband. Mm-hmm. And we just have such sexual issues. Like, he has very high libido, and I guess I don't really have much of one. Eesh. And most of the time, it hurts.
Oof.
And I don't know if it's him or if it's me.
Is there any kind of anatomic mismatch?
I don't believe so. I mean,
you guys fit together.
That's a big word for Minnesota, yeah. Drew. Come on.
You fit. That's not the problem. And what point is...
6'4", I'm 5'11". It's perfect, but...
Okay, well, I'm not talking about your... Heights, but
a lot of honky.
Okay.
And how big's his pecker?
Well, I've asked him that. And he
says
average.
Says average. All right.
Yeah.
That's 5.5 inches.
Nothing to compare it to. Okay.
And Tara, at what point is there pain? Is it right at the initiation or after you've been in there for a while? What's the story?
Oh, usually right at the beginning and then it's okay for a while. And then if we get a little rough, I guess it really starts to hurt again.
Well,
like, I don't know if he's hitting my cervix or...
Well, but the deep penetration will hurt some people, particularly if you have a history of ovarian cyst or endometriosis.
Mm-hmm.
But even so, you go for a while, you can dry. There are normal reasons that things can start to hurt after 5 or even 10 minutes.
Why don't you get a little udder bomb and put it down there?
Oh, they tried that.
Yeah.
It's one of those Minnesotan
things. They tried that. I know Minnesotans. They would have tried that already.
Okay. So, and do you love the guy? Are you uptight? Were you ever abused?
Nope, absolutely not. Wonderful parents, and I am totally in love with him.
Beautiful. Then it's just about lubrication and relaxation.
Are you on any medication?
Nope, not at all. But I don't understand. One of my bigger questions is a libido issue. I don't understand why I don't crave it. Is it because, I mean, I'm in law enforcement. I don't know if it's because it's stressful.
You're 22,
yeah.
Number one. And let's face it, 22-year-old women... even though you know you're packing a piece and you got your shield and you'll take down a perp if you have to, 22 is still young for a woman.
Yes.
Sexually, you'll be different at 28 and you'll be different at 37.
That is true.
You'll be different at 45, which is horrible, but it's true. I mean, that's the way it is. 22, you've not come into your own.
There is absolutely that. And do you say you're not on birth control or anything like that?
No, I do have that copper IUD.
That's fine.
When we got married.
And by the way, that can be painful with deep penetration, too. That might be part of the problem. And you've never been sexually active. You may be anxious about it. And certainly he has got to understand. You see, men and women have great confusion about what causes desire in women. And for men, all they have to do is have a sexual thought or see a part of a female body, and they become desirous immediately.
Mm-hmm.
For a woman... Yep. It takes a lot more. It's much more about the discussion and relationship and time and touching and diamonds and flowers and things that
picnics
that make them feel a certain way. And you have to figure out what that is and communicate that to him so he understands how to sort of get you going there. With him, he's confused why you don't, when you think about sex, you don't want to have it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to appreciate that's the way he is.
All right, baby doll. How's the law enforcement going?
It's good. I really enjoy it.
All right. Good.
I got into it fairly young, and I've been in it ever since.
No kidding. Well, what do? You drive around in a car? You have a partner?
Yep, I patrol. I have no partners. Kind of on my own.
Do you play by your own rules?
Yep. It's kind of nice.
That's me. It's what I do. I play by my own rules. You know what I'm saying?
Can't get any trouble that way.
Tough, streetwise. Well, listen, I don't need the mayor and the DA and my CO and all those people calling.
You mean that African-American guy that with the suspenders?
Yeah.
He yells at you every
day? Yeah, his big mustache, he's heavy set, and every time I walk by, he opens his blinds. So I go, Corolla, get in here, boy! And I go in there, and he just starts yelling, don't you eyeball me! And he just starts screaming at me about the mayor and the DA and the city council. And
how much it cost the last time you... We're out playing by your own rules.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he gives me special. Then he tells me this. Then he's like, "Now the Pope's coming into town, and I don't want you anywhere near this one, Corolla. We'll see." And then he threatens to lift my shield. I'll lift your shield for that. He starts screaming at me. That's my badge. Then he wants my piece, and I took my .44 revolver. I drop it down the table and give me the other one. He knows I keep a
Friday night special.
Saturday
night special.
Well, late Friday, early Saturday night special in a holster that's in a boot holster. I'll take that too. Know what I mean?
It's in the sock suspender.
That's right.
Sock.
Yeah. All right, that's enough.
That's enough. Right. I'm tired. I'm sick.
Friday night special in the socks.
What do they call those things? Garter belt? Sock garter belt?
All right, buddy. What do you do? Okay, who are you? Mickey Spillane? Quiet down over there. We'll take ourselves a little break. Chris, you know who Mickey Spillane is?
No.
Okay.
No, we'll be right. What his profession was?
Mickey, no. Who?
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Loveline, baby dolls. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Ace. That's my par, Dr. Drew. All right, Drew. Now, we're talking all night about this relief program for the...
Tsunami victims.
Tsunami victims. And you go to krock.com. That's the mother station out here. You don't have to be from Los Angeles. You just go to krock.com. And there's many, many interesting things to bid on because a lot of these... bands have stepped up and other people have stepped up, including us here, although it's really not anything for us. You come in, hang out, make a bid, and you get to spend a night, I should say, over here doing Loveline.
You know what the current bid is?
What is the current bid?
$3,003.
$3,003. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a lot. Again, nice. We pay to come in and do the show ourselves. Mm-hmm. Engineer Chris gets $10 an hour, which is like really, in a way, like paying.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Well, are you up to $11 yet, Chris?
No.
So you're saying you're at 10.
Yes.
So you get $20.
That's correct.
All right, buddy. That's okay. Yeah. That's doing all right. That's doing horribly. That's a mess.
Well, you're paying to be here.
Yeah, I like the job.
All right. You it's like fun. The gig. You could do
worse
than this.
You like the abuse you take from him every night?
He's on a national radio show.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of national radio show, I needed some help from our audience. I'm doing a show for Discovery Health Channel, and we need a couple who is willing to keep a video masturbation diary, not of them masturbating, but of what they've done, and to sort of be able to talk out how different maybe you and your partner.
Are you saying they should use a video camera to masturbate should actually
discuss,
put a camera on?
No, to discuss what they've done with time, with habits, how often, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they can compare. The other thing is we're doing a show on phobias, like people that are fearful of penises or having oral sex or, you know, guys that don't want to go down on women, that kind of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could do that show. I don't know, it's a phobia in your case. But if you call in, the screeners will talk to you and put you on with somebody from the television program and get you on TV.
Yeah. All right. When are you doing that?
Before I started filming, it's going to air in June.
Mm.
So I think probably really these people will, February probably will need them.
All right. We'll look forward to that. You can, all right. Well, I'm not going to tell you anymore. If you go to krock.com, you can take a look at many, many, many cool things you can do. And, of course, money's a write-off, and it's going to a worthy cause. Misha?
Yes?
19?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. I thought I'd just call and ask this question. My boyfriend, we've been going out for about a year, and maybe three or four times when he's had an orgasm, he hasn't ejaculated.
Just out of curiosity, are you
stick
Irwindale Speedway? Where are you?
You driving one of those outlaw midget sprint cars?
No, I'm just driving in the car.
Oh, you're in the car, okay.
And you're driving?
No, my boyfriend's driving. I just think.
All right. What's he got under the hood?
I don't know. Ask him.
Four-cylinder, right. The Civic.
It's a Civic.
Didn't sound like it.
All right, do you got something going? You got some exhaust or something going on there? Or maybe a throttle body?
It's factory.
Say it again?
If they hear me revving it up.
Oh, okay. Nice. Bone stock, huh?
Fully stock.
All right, fully stock. But I like a guy, by the way, hold on, let me say this. When I, you know what drives me nuts? Everything drives me insane. But
I
drive with people. When I drive with someone who drives a stick, I may even yelled at you for this, Drew, which is the guy who shifts prematurely with the stick.
Yeah, yeah.
He puts it in first. He gets up to like 14, 1500. Then it's into second. Yeah. And then he gets it up to like 1600.
You don't yell at me.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Then he's into third. And it's like, now we're in fourth gear. We're going 28 miles an hour. And it's like, the engine's just filling up with carbon. Like, I feel like an idiot now. I'm not sure what to do. Now I sit there and I'm like kind of looking, and they do it again, and they're going. It's like they're practically like going from third to fourth. Like, well,
I just imagine you reacting the way you do with the ranchero music. Like, cut it out!
Yeah,
you just start yelling at the driver.
I sit on it for a while, and then it's like, then the next one is like, I try to come at it from a helpful standpoint. Like, you know, it's better, get a lot less carbon deposits in there
talking to your mom's friend. If you were talking to me or something,
start yelling,
screaming at us.
Okay, but it just bothers me. I like the fact that Nisha's boy goes ahead and turns a few R's before he shifts.
But he's got a dry ejaculation. How many times has this happened?
Maybe 3 or 4.
Is he on any medication?
No.
You sure?
Yes,
positive.
Sure.
Don't even take aspirins for headaches.
And do you masturbate a lot, where there's sort of nothing left kind of thing?
No, I don't. I barely masturbate at all.
Okay, we got no.
You have nothing to talk about? Right.
First, he's made no car modifications whatsoever.
Yes, but he's revving the engine.
All right. But he won't take aspirin. I don't like that. And then
he didn't say he doesn't smoke pot or drink wine.
Nisha, what's your man's name?
David.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and now how do you know he has an orgasm if nothing comes out?
Because he sounds like he does, and he says he does. Because I asked him, did you have an orgasm? And he said, yes, because I assume he doesn't.
But David, you know what I'm talking about? Have you had one recently before that, and you sort of have nothing left?
No, because it just started happening to me within the last year, and it's only been with her.
Well, it may be something called retrograde ejaculation, where the ejaculation goes back up into the bladder.
Makes you gay.
No, it doesn't make you gay.
Yeah.
And that can be, positioning. It could be medication. It could be just you. Or it may be that you have been having sex more frequently than your body can kind of keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
It happens sometimes.
All right. But
that's a lot.
It's usually not dangerous.
No.
And I'm sure it's not like, when you're 20 years old, you can have sex 8 times a day before you run out of sap,
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I don't think that's what's going on.
I think it's a retrograde.
Well, did he really have an orgasm? He experienced a sensation,
That's not a question for a male. You know what I'm saying? That's not something, I'm not sure.
Well, nothing came out, though, Did he just have
retrograde.
A weird, but every once in a while, you know what I'm saying? You have this weird sensation, and it's sort of like something happened.
And almost orgasm.
Yeah. All right.
But again, that's from masturbating too much.
Okay. I heard you the first 10 times. Mark?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hey, my girlfriend is 15, and she's got an amazing sex drive.
She's 15, and you're 19? What are you doing with a 15-year-old?
Banging her.
We met, we... started spending time together.
Hey, yeah, okay.
Hold on,
thanks. Get the notes, Adam.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Matt.
Mm-hmm. Started spending time together.
Time together.
And then started having sex.
Uh-huh.
That's how it happened.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you guys never met and spent zero time together. I really had no idea who each other. I thought he just put his penis through a hole in an outhouse, and she got on the other end and serviced him. I didn't know they'd actually see
Matt,
each other.
That's kind of hard luck. But Mark, here's the deal: a 15-year-old who is going out with a 19-year-old that has a heavy sex drive, almost by definition, is a trauma survivor. Is someone who's struggling with issues.
Mm.
So what happened to her? What happened to her?
What happened to her?
Yep.
My parents divorced.
Hey, Mark.
Stop doing the dishes, Mark.
Yeah.
Stop doing the dishes.
Can you empty the ashtrays after you get off the phone, please?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, how dare you, Adam?
What are
how
you doing?
Dare you?
What are you doing, Mark?
I just went over and sat down on the couch because you wanted me to quit doing the dishes.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, but by the way, do you have your own national top 10 show? Is it Mark's, you know, pedophile countdown you do every Saturday? Do you spend that much time on the radio that you'd actually be doing a load of dishes for the 3 minutes you're going to be on?
Yeah, no, matter of fact, yes. Right, yeah. Right. You got to think about it for a second, Adam. Come on.
This kid's cocky. I like that.
Well.
All right. So you're having sex with a 15-year-old. See, we don't like that. What grade is she supposed to be in? 15? Is she 10th grade?
10th grade, yes.
Yeah.
And you're out of high school?
I just graduated last July.
All right.
June.
So,
nine months ago.
She's a, she's an old, oh, okay. Yeah, just. You still wearing the cap and gown, Mark?
That is the converse of, well, right now. That's the same impulse.
I'm practically in high school. I've just graduated, you know, in, before
Mark,
the summer.
Mark, what are you doing for work, right? What are you doing for work?
I work at a computer repair shop.
Okay.
And, the quirk to it is it's owned by her mom.
Oh.
All right. And she's in the 10th grade.
Yes.
And are you guys in love?
Yes, we are. Very much so.
All right.
Mark, have you not had a lot of girlfriends before this one?
No, she's actually my first.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold on. I put that together with the computers.
Yeah.
All right, here's what's going on. Yeah. This isn't your usual sort. This isn't the guy with the El Camino and the primer.
No,
and the
this
fenders.
Is the comic book store owner.
Yeah, he's Simpsons. A computer guy. Yeah. This is the nerdy guy who really emotionally, even though he's 19 chronologically, from an experiential standpoint, is probably younger. Is 13 or 14.
He's got a little bit of that antisocial feel to him.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a little angry nerd to him. As most nerds do, but he's getting laid and he wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's basically what his question is.
He wants to broadcast it.
Yeah, because what's his question?
Well, let's ask how frequently. Maybe he's just sort of bewildered by it.
But by the way, guys like this aren't dangerous.
Well, he may be, though.
I'll tell you where it gets dangerous. Later on, if she's a chick who's worth anything, she gets in the 11th grade, there's some senior guy who likes her, she realizes she's going out with the nerdy guy, she dumps him, and then he freaks on her.
Hmm. How often is it she wants to have sex, Mark?
More than I do, and that's generally something like four times on a good day.
Four times a day?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's a good day.
What's a bad day?
A bad day is just, as you know, schedule allows, but on a good day, it's generally...
Mark, well, give me, what's the average?
Average?
Don't give me your personal best. What's the average?
Personal best is way
high. Average.
Just by schedule, the time allowed is...
average. Twice. Number?
Twice. Two.
Twice a day.
Twice a day. And you would like to do it less than that?
I'm actually happy at two.
All right. Well, then
wait,
called to say he gets laid. He's been dying to say that for the last 4 years. He's been watching all his classmates get some.
Your average is two. You want two. Where's the problem?
There's no problem.
She's perfectly happy going many, many more than that, and I'm usually finished before she's
That's because you're a great lover, Mark.
I still worry that she's bipolar or trauma survivor or something.
Oh, she is.
She's bipolar.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there
Mark,
you go.
You're exploiting somebody who's got some issues. Make sure she gets proper treatment.
Yeah, all right. I do everything I can to help her.
Okay.
That.
No, we know. As
don't get her pregnant.
As situations like this are that we don't like, this is amongst the best.
Yeah, you're fine. Just
you're taking care of her. You have a conscience.
She dumps you in 8 months. Don't get freaky on her.
But realize that some of that excessive sexual activity may be hypomania. And if she's a trauma survivor, it's very difficult for her to sort of feel satisfied sexually. She'll go into these periods where she's constantly obsessing about it, and then she'll shut down completely and not be interested in it.
Yeah. Robin?
Yes, hi.
26?
Yep.
What's up?
My problem is that my boyfriend, who I've been with almost, about 2 years now,
When we first started dating, I had been with a lot more men than he'd been with women. He'd only been with one other person besides me. So now,
fanning himself. Yeah, go ahead.
So hot in here.
I know. Go ahead.
Now the problem is that we're having a huge trust issue in our relationship, where he's told me that he still doesn't trust me because he thinks that I was a slut and a whore back in the day, and that he thinks that people don't change. And that
how many guys have you been with?
I've been with 25.
That's a good number.
Hey, why don't you stand up for yourself? This guy's being an ass.
Yeah.
Well, I do. I tell him, you know, people do change. You know, and when I along
well, Robin,
it's not even about changing.
You don't need to change.
Were you cheating on these guys?
No, but I mean, I'm not proud of my number. I mean,
yeah, but listen, here's the deal. He's trying to shame you. And
here's the deal. Also, by the way, there's envy in this too.
Of course,
a certain amount of envy. He wishes he had the same number.
Of course. I mean, here's the thing. As a guy, you want your number to be higher than your woman.
Yes.
That's it. I don't care if you're 4 or 40.
And in your 20s, you have energy about that.
And you have energy. And he has energy about it. Now, here's the thing. You guys end up arguing about whether you're, you know, he comes at it from a sort of pragmatic standpoint, which is, hey, I'm just worried you're going to act again.
Yeah.
Who knows when your vagina's going to strike again? Your vagina could pounce at any moment.
It's a wild vagina. Who knows?
It could. I picked your vagina up in a tree.
And by the way, men have weird fantasies about women and their
sexuality.
Penis
comes walking by, yeah. Drew. The vagina's up in the tree and pounces on it like a cougar. It
happens all the time.
Yeah. No, he's not really worried about that. He feels shame and inadequate. And he's going to thrust that onto you.
Yeah.
And then you're going to engage him in this retarded argument about, we've been together for 2 years and I've never cheated.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not yet, you slut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what an ass.
Oh, and look,
just an asshole.
According to your average, 25 guys lost your virginity at 16. You're doing 3 guys a year up until when I met you. So that means you've probably done 3 more. You've probably done a guy in this time we've had this argument.
The reality is only about 2 guys a year.
Yeah.
And she probably went to college and probably had her thing in the early 20s, if any women have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's 2-point-something a year. But, yeah, the point is, I don't know when she lost. Well, it's fine when she lost her virginity. Here's my point. Don't engage him in this argument.
No, put it down,
Robin. I will straight. When did you lose your virginity? By the way,
I lost it when I was 18.
18. Getting closer to my 3 number. By the way,
all right, it's 3.
You guys been going out since you were 24?
Yeah.
So it's 3.
6 so it's years.
4.
Ooh.
It's 4 years. 25 was her number.
Oh yeah.
18 to 24.
Well, times 12. What is it, 12?
6.
Wait a minute,
18, 24, 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wait. 4 guys a year.
Oh, 4 guys a year.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah. Good times. Okay, listen. Oh, we got a problem. Robin, here's what you need to do. Are you listening to me, Sweet Pea?
I'm listening.
Don't dance with him. You will be doing him a favor, and I wish someone would have done this for me when I was 27, full of piss vinegar, and so does every other guy secretly, whether they admit it or not. Here's what it is. Look, here's what, when he comes at you that way. I'm not cheating on you. I've not cheated on you.
I'm a committed person.
I'm committed to you. There's many, many, many women who have done this and worse. I never cheated on anybody. I was just having a good time.
People in their 20s exploit one another.
And this is what people do when they're this age. Now, you want to be my boyfriend and you want to focus on moving this forward?
Shut up.
Or do you want to just do the foot drag routine and live in the past? Because you will, and this relationship will end, not because I cheat, because you keep harping on me.
No, I totally would. I hear what you're saying because it makes sense. Because I see a lot of, he envies a lot of the fact that he was kind of the Metallica geek, you know?
Yeah, he was a nerd. He didn't get laid.
Yeah, he was. He was kind of the nerd in school, and I was the cheerleader.
Yeah, you're so in demand.
He feels inadequate. He feels like he can't hang on to you. He's scared. Here's the deal. He's going to screw this up.
He's going to sabotage it.
You got to just put it down, and if he can't let go of it, then he needs to go get his number up
there.
You better
tell him he's got to let go of it.
Yeah.
Or he it will become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely.
You will cheat, and you will move on, and that'll be that. And, by the way, Enter Sandman. You will be, that's a Metallica song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Enter Jackman. You will be beating off staring at your Lars poster back in your crappy apartment. And you know the one who's got the numbers? Going to add to those numbers.
Sure.
You're 26. You're a cheerleader. You do what you want.
Arizona?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hmm. You're fine, baby. Just believe me. But here's what I'm saying. Guys, and women have their own version of this, too. Each partner needs a yank on the chain.
What's the female version?
I'm trying to think. Here's what I'm saying. Because see, women spin out. Your wife does the same thing, you know. And we've talked about this before. I secretly believe that when the other couple spins out, I shouldn't say the couple, but the other partner spins out, they're almost, they feel like a child or a pet that gets out of control.
Yeah.
Pet, you give a pet run of the house and shut the door, they just start to crap over, they start chewing on themselves, they're chewing furniture. Relax, Drew, I see your posture, relax. You're getting going now. You want to say something, but just listen to me. This is interesting
to me.
They need confinement. Like, they don't need restraint, but they need to say, look, I'm your master. Everything's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Now, get in the broom closet. I'm shutting the door.
Yeah.
That you're like, when your wife went nuts when you went to the Playboy Mansion to do Politically Incorrect, the backpedaling causes more. It's like they're rolling downhill. They're stumbling at you. You backpedal, they feel more out of control. Mm-hmm. They feel like they're losing. They're stumbling. They can't keep up their feet. They need you to yank that chain. You need to say, look, this is business. I got a house here and a family to provide for. Obviously, I'm not in the grotto with any playmates. We're shooting a TV show right here. And by the way, I'm out by 9 o'clock to go to my next job. All right? So, zip it. I need to be able to focus. I don't need you riding me for stuff I didn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. It snaps them into place. I think they need it, provided you didn't spend the weekend at the Bunny Ranch.
Right.
And I think in a situation like Robin's here, I think she needs to tug the chain.
Absolutely.
So look, you want this to end? It's going to end. Not because I'm going to cheat, because you won't stop talking about a past that you feel inadequate about with your past. Now, I love you. We've been together for 2 years. No cheating. Let's move on. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's all setting a boundary.
All right.
It's saying, hey, it's your problem, not mine.
People like boundaries.
Yep.
Yes?
Yes.
All right, now give me some coffee.
Speaking of boundaries, we're still looking for that masturbation couple willing to keep a diary and people interested in talking about phobias, fear they have about their sexuality.
All right. We are?
Yeah, it's call in and we'll put them on television.
All right.
We got to take a break.
I Matt's been on 99 minutes, poor guy. Matt.
Hello?
Matt? Matt the dude? You're 13.
Uh-huh.
You know, Matt the girl, Adam.
No, I'm a dude.
Could be Maddie.
I'm a dude.
All right.
Okay. First, I just want to say thank you for taking my call. I know how hard this is, and it's an honor to be talking to you. Like, Adam, you are you are a genius. You are
That's true.
Frankie Ham has changed my life. Seriously, he is
thanks, brother.
Funniest man on television.
Thanks, brother. And you know, new Crank Yankers coming out on Wednesday.
I watched the very first episode of Crank Yankers, and have been a very loyal fan ever since then. I have.
Thanks, man. Thanks for the ass kissing. But all that aside, your question is.
My mom. This is for Dr. Drew. My mom has breast cancer, and she's going to start chemotherapy. And I was wondering if there were any other alternatives besides tamoxifen, if there were any other drugs like that that could help.
Well, there is a new one out. I'm blanking. It's called Femara, I think. It's a one just like it. And that's not really chemotherapy as much as hormonal therapy. If they also recommend chemotherapy, it's crucial she take it. You want to be very aggressive with breast cancer. Outcomes are very good with aggressive treatment.
Chemo is essentially...
Chemo is usually a poison.
Take a poison, and that's why the body gets so sick.
Yeah.
And you try to kill the cancer.
More than the body, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How are we doing on cancer?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
The only ones
strides in certain
it's
cancers?
The adenocarcinomas, the solid tumors we don't do so hot with. The lung, the colon, and the pancreas.
Right.
But the colon we can prevent. There's no reason for people to have colon cancer anymore.
No. But again, you have to catch it late.
Late, always best.
That's the thing about colon cancer. You catch it early, you're gone.
Matt had another question.
And if you catch it before you even have it, you're not going to make it to the weekend. Matt has... I'm reading Matt's comical second question. Mm-hmm. Matt?
Uh-huh.
What's your second question, brother?
My girlfriend, she says that there's such thing as a vaginal fart called a queef, and I was wondering if that was possible. And I know the chief is a certified OBGYN, so what you say, so I was wondering if maybe I could ask him that.
Oh, the Chief. You want to ask
Thunder Bear.
Thunder Bear.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'll get him in here real quick.
Right now.
Yeah, right now.
See if you can
right
get him away from his Tetris.
Yeah, let me get away and try it. Yeah, hey, whoa.
Oh, whoa. Where'd he come in from? Oh, Chief. I'm Matt here. Thank you for joining us. Chris, get under the table. Chris, get out of here. Oh, here we go.
Junior,
come here. Focus here, Chief. Matt here has a question about the emission of air from the vaginal intercourse.
One check.
It does happen. He thinks it's a glorious experience.
Fart is with bear. Yeah.
Yes. And it happens, sort of like a piston action there, Matt, when air is forced in by the penis, it can kind of squeeze out around the edges and make a fart-like sound.
Tomahawk head too big for teepee.
Or sometimes the air gets pushed in there and comes out later.
That's
just like a piston. That's right.
We queef signals.
Yes, of course. You could be, well, that was in your time, Chief.
Mm-hmm. Send at night. No see smoke 'em at night.
We remember
queef signal.
And Chief, you remember a Jim?
How many men?
Well, do you
maybe
remember,
100 brains.
But you remember Jim Rose, whose wife used to shoot fire out of her vagina?
Drew, no step him on queef joke.
All right, Matt, we got to go to break.
Hey,
thank you, Chief.
I was in Oklahoma, and I saw a Choctaw casino.
Hey, yo, what? Hey, so, Kay.
Oh, it's his. It's Chief's.
Keno.
Thunderbear has the Keno bar there.
Hey, pen poker.
You may see him there at the Pie Gal table.
Pie Gal, Texas, hold on. Check a nickel slot.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, hey, Chickie. All right.
He blesses you and your family.
All right. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah! Woo! Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191-ER. Well, kiddies, the bidding is up to $5,500. And again, every penny of that going to the tsunami relief. And $5,500, you hang out for an entire show here with me and the good doctor. 10 to 1, it gets up to about $7,000, and the person leaves after the first 45 minutes. Like, yeah, that's enough. I've seen enough.
I'm tired.
Heard enough about Carol complaining about his family during the commercials.
Oh, my God. They don't know what they're in for.
But I can tell you this. If you spend some serious buckage, like $5,500, to come in here and hang out with us, I will be on my best behavior.
No way.
I will be cordial. I will be happy to see you.
Oh, let's be honest here. That's if the sort of the stars align and stuff and things.
If you happen to be in a bad day, it's going to be rough.
Yeah.
No, if you came in here seriously, Drew, if you come in here and I know you spend some good money and it's going to a good cause, we're going to have a good time.
Okay.
I may even bring a little food or something.
Oh, really?
May even bust into my macadamia nut stash and give you half a nut.
Mm.
Yeah?
That's quite generous of you.
Mm-hmm. And whatever you want, by the way. You come in here, you want Ace's accordion.
What if they
want to
see
countdown.
Your... they can select the feature.
You select whatever you want. We will do. We will dance.
What if, Adam, they want to see a exhibition of your ultimate talent?
Which is pulling my sack up over my head?
No, that's number two. I mean your receiving talent.
Oh, how I receive oral. Mm. Well... For, a couple lucky ladies or one lucky gent, you could watch me in my, you mean this one, Drew, right? Yeah, nobody receives oral like me. A lot of guys brag that they give great oral. Sure, anyone could give good oral, but what about receiving? Nobody receives like me. Drew, look at this posture.
I'm humbled. I'm envious. It makes me uncomfortable to look at.
You know, here's a few. I'm not going to give you all my tricks, but an occasional well-placed, yeah, yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's moving.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right. We ready to go here?
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, you just go to, go to krock.com, KROQ.com, and not only can you bid to hang out with us here at Loveline, many other things up on the auction block, and all the money going to the tsunami relief. You get a guitar signed by 311, walk-on part on the OC. Although, thankfully, Anderson gave some clarification.
It's a dash-on part.
You're just going to actually be one of the many, many
or maybe
actors
they
in the background.
A run-on part.
Probably not going to get any FaceTime. Yeah. But batting practice with the Dodgers, That's a good one.
Ubistank at the event of your choice. Pennywise in your home.
How much not to let them into my home again?
I know.
You pay $5,000, they don't come over?
I just said keep the bar
fat. That's the way it should work.
And, yeah.
No, there should really. Everyone's got to pay money or Pennywise might come to your house. That's ready.
Yeah,
to
I put in for that one.
True. I put you down for $3,000.
Yeah,
right
away.
Easily.
Whatever it takes.
Let's see. Yeah, tickets to any K-Rock concert, and there's a lot of them. Open up on the side stage at the Weenie Roast. Again, you could be signed. Your band could be signed. All right, you ready?
Oh, and also 1-800-LOVE-191. We're still looking for the couple to keep a masturbation diary for television on a show on Discovery Health Channel. And people,
Drew's show, your
my show.
My show.
And
say
people,
your show.
My show, Discovery Health Channel. And people are having phobias about sexuality. They're fearful of penises or oral sex or whatever.
What kind of penises?
Fearful. Phobias.
Fearful of penises.
Mm.
All right. Jennifer?
Hi.
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's so funny?
I was just laughing because I watched Entertainment Tonight with my wife about Brad and Jennifer's breakup. Yeah. My wife is just beside herself.
Really?
She's really broken up.
I do. Why?
Because
I would have Brad's baby for him if Jennifer won't.
Well, but Brad's not a good partner.
Brad, I'm sure he's going to land on his feet. He's,
okay.
He's a tough kid.
He's beautiful. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I think when good-looking Hollywood types get together, and also my wife, we would always use them as an example because all the BS they sent me, like, Brad went out to buy a Range Rover for himself, okay? And he came home with another one.
And you and I talked about this. Immediately when we saw the way he was behaving, we went, okay, what's up? What's going on here? This guy's up to something.
All this crazy envy, though, that it evokes in women.
He's just manipulating her.
Brad Pitt, well, who cares why it is? The point, okay, he makes $18 million a flick, and he makes three a year. Him buying an extra $46,000 Range Rover for his old lady, him leasing her a Range Rover is really the equivalent to engineer Chris coming home with a sack of fiddle faddle for his mom.
Right.
Sadly,
that'd be more.
Less.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. But do the $10 a night versus the.
Yeah.
Do the math. Sorry, buddy. Okay.
He can't look
with
at you.
The
he can't look at you.
Okay.
He can't even look at you anymore.
I'm sorry to use you as an example. I'm propping you up as a proud guy, though, is what I'm saying, Chris.
Are you?
He doesn't get it.
Okay.
He's missing the nuance.
It's cool. The point, it's Mel, dude.
Are you cool, Chris?
Maintain.
You're cool.
All right.
Dude, you got to maintain.
All right, dude.
It's Mel. That's all I'm saying, dude. Point is now that they've broken up, my wife's like, oh, my God. Oh. And then she announced that she's going to see all Jennifer Aniston's movies.
To support her.
She made $100 million from Friends over the last 9 years.
Did you point out to her what Brad had been doing with Angelina?
Yeah, I have. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, there were things we heard, right?
Yeah.
Well, now it's coming up. But here's the thing I like. Here's what I like. I know, you know. I'm horrible at gossip because somebody had gossiped to us, somebody in the know, I won't mention any names, that Brad and Angelina were having a little tryst at some point. This is months ago, maybe
we
a year
heard about
ago.
A long time ago.
A year ago?
8 months ago.
Maybe,
a year? Was it a year?
Maybe getting on to a year.
Yeah.
The point is we're like, yeah, all right. So now, but here's what I like. Their publicist issued a statement saying it had nothing to do with any of the things that the tabloids were talking about.
Right.
Literally, that's the statement. So my wife's like, well, maybe they just... I was like, no, their publicist issued a statement.
Trying to control.
Yeah. Yeah, the
spinning.
Same publicist said Dick Clark was fine and would be on his feet in a matter of seconds, probably running the Boston Marathon just moments after his minor stroke that has kept him in the hospital
for a month.
I don't even know if he's out of the hospital yet.
Now,
is he out yet?
I don't know.
But of course you don't believe what publicists say. That's why you have publicists. If you could just issue the truth, you wouldn't need these barnacles on the ass of society known as publicists. Of course. And we listen to it. It's like and we keep buying that line of BS. You know, it's like it's Entertainment Tonight. And a spokesperson for Brad and Jennifer said that it had nothing to do with anything you might read about or any extramarital. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said so.
You know how it is. People in their early 30s who are married 3.5 years, they drift apart. They drift apart, Drew. You know how it is.
Nonsense.
He got tired. She got tired of looking at his six-pack abs. He got tired of looking at her perfect body and her multi-million dollar paycheck. They drift apart, Drew. Well, listen to what the publicist says.
By the way, I saw myself on Hollywood Wives or something I did a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I predicted this.
Oh,
yeah.
On TV?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Jennifer?
Yeah?
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I have this friend, and we go out, like, clubbing together and to bars. And, occasionally guys will come up and ask for my number, and it's, like, sometimes we meet, like, a couple of guys, and she'll hook up with one, and, like, I'm usually really, like, reserved about hooking up with a guy. And, like, there was one incident, like, that just kind of happened recently where, like, she, you know, had sex with the guy, and then he ended up calling me, and and then she gets all upset because she's
hold on,
like,
quiet. How did he get your number?
Well, because we all exchange numbers, like, all of us. Like, there's just a group of us, you know? And, like, we went back to his apartment, and we were all hanging out, and she ended
up... Jennifer, was it she was actually bitterly angry with you, or was she just sort of generally angry and mouthing off? And you can understand that she'd be sort of frustrated and angry.
Well, it's just that she's always telling me that she's unattractive and that I always get all the attention and stuff, and I don't really
true?
Know what to tell her. And
is that true?
Yeah.
Is it true?
Well, most of the time, I suppose.
All right, so it's true. So the best she can really hope for is to use you to get at guys.
Yeah.
She can use you to sort of meet guys and things.
It's a stepping bone.
It's the way it is that you attract guys across the room more than her. Maybe she's better in a relationship. Whatever. She's got to sort of work on what she's got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it goes. That's not your fault.
All right. But you know, listen, you called to say you're hot and your friend's a slut, and what can you do about it?
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't hang out with her then. All right. Fantastic. That was one of those chick things, like, I'm really, you know, I don't have to put out because I'm hot, but my friend's kind of doggy, so she has to blow guys, you know, and now she's mad at me because I'm hot.
After she blows them, the guy calls me.
Here's the whole thing. Women weren't meant to hang out with each other, and if they were, it wasn't the good-looking ones with chunksters.
You know what? They are. On one level, women band together and take good care of each other, but the envy and the shunning just gets triggered so easily.
You know what? But think about this concept for a second, Drew. Women, it's like Drew, you don't have any male friends, or you can't have male friends, and you can't have female friends, and then guys don't like you, so you're kind of at a crossroads.
Well, guys like me. I just don't have time for them.
You need a pet or something. But here's the thing. Guys, I know you say you don't have time for them, but really, Drew, break your life down, all the useless travel you do. Here's the thing. Guys like hanging out with guys. Women don't like guys hanging out with guys because I think in a way it rubs it in their face that they can't have the same-sex relationships that guys have. Every guy I know, and Drew can't do it because he's on too short a leash and he's too freaked out and feels like if he doesn't spend a second reading the DSM-5 or massaging his kids, something's going to go wrong in his life. It's going to be struck by lightning. But every guy I know, and even Drew hypothetically, loves hanging out with guys. Nothing better than watching a ball game with your buddies. Nothing better than playing some paintball, or taking in a movie, or going on a road trip to Vegas. Any number of these things. Catching a ball game. Awesome. Women have their friends, but it ain't the same thing. And they really, I think it almost rubs it in their face a little bit.
They also are fearful of groups of males because they know how they behave.
Yeah, well, I know. But look, you're going to a ball game or you're playing paintball.
I mean,
who cares?
Yeah.
You're going to a strip joint.
Unless there's one.
Yeah. Well, if there's one on the way, there's one on the way. And the paintball place is in Fontana, so there's got to be one in between here and Fontana.
Yeah.
maybe more than one. Here's my point. Society, relationships in the world would be a much better place if you you broads could hang out with your buds a little bit. The guys could hang out with their buds a little bit. Take a little of the pressure off the relationship, because there's nothing worse than the guy having a good time with his buddies and the woman just waiting at home pacing.
Mm-hmm.
You need your buddies, too. All right.
Here we go.
Take a little break. Be right back after this. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm all gassed out from yapping during the break, Drew.
All right, I'll take over.
Talked my ass off during the break. Should please not let me shoot my wad during the break?
That's tough. I know.
Standing up, arms flailing about.
I tried to hold you back.
Many theories to try to wedge into.
Especially when you start talking about Jennifer and what's his name?
Brad.
Brad.
I didn't yell his name enough times, Drew. All right, everybody. By the way, the bidding at $5,500, all going to a very worthy cause. Drew?
Loveline.
I gave $3,000. I'm not going to hold it to match the bid, but you're going to have to fork something over now. You
clearly.
Understand?
Clearly.
Clearly? All right. All right. Don't make me embarrass you a few weeks from now when I bring it up again.
And then I also am trying to get some callers off the line here. 1-800-LVE-191. No, trying to create a show about masturbation and about phobias. So call in if you have those issues.
For your TV show?
Yeah.
Where you get paid.
Where I get paid, whether they're there or
and
not.
And none of that money goes to the tsunami.
Well, some of it's going to, obviously.
Well, be nice. Sarah?
Yeah, hi.
You're 15?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
Well, I think I might...
Hold on a second. What if you came home and said to your wife, I gave $10,000 to the tsunami fund?
That wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. She'd say, what do you, what? That's a lot, what are you kidding? That's a lot of money. What are we doing? Right. Oh! Yeah. Now, what do you think the amount would be? And I'm not going to hold you to it, but...
That I could do without her freaking out?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, because I'm in a situation...
Because I just had a discussion today about... Yeah. I like to give to colleges and things. I mean, that's my thing. And we were having a discussion today about that, and she's like, we don't have to... Because she manages stuff.
Uh-huh. So she's got that thing more than you, maybe. Yeah. She's got a little fear going.
Yeah.
Okay.
I finally instilled it in her.
You think you instilled it in her, or maybe you're just, you know, maybe you got, that was your connection?
No, I instilled it.
Oh, really? Oh, you freaked her out?
Yeah.
She was fine before she met you?
Yeah.
Now she's more freaked out than you are?
She's acquired some of those.
What do you think the number is?
That I could do without her finding out about it?
That you could do that wouldn't freak her out. $2,500.
No.
She'd freak at 25.
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
More like 15.
15. 25 would freak.
Mm.
What are you going to give her, the whole write-off speech? You got enough write-offs. Yeah? No? You could use some more?
But I'm going to sit down and have a discussion about this.
All right. Do it.
Because we actually were talking about giving something tsunami thing, too. We wanted to. So.
You know what you need to tell her? I was saying it when you were chasing a nickel, and I don't know where, when we had the guys on from... the hell band Hoobastank and At the Drive
right.
Linkin Park was in here. I said, look, there's a couple guys I know. Well, actually, the guy I know gives away the most junk, Jimmy Kimmel. Always has. He's the guy I know who's got the most money. And the guy or guys I know who are the tightest, giving away the least, always looking for an angle, ripping people off, guess what?
Nothing.
I got the least. Not karma. I don't know what it is. I haven't figured out the math, but the people that give away the least have the least.
No,
the guys that know
away.
They're most generous seem to
away.
Have the most.
You
not away. A karma thing, but yet, there they are.
You got to give.
Think about those who have given away the most.
Mm-hmm.
They have the most. Thank you.
Sarah.
Oh, and by the way.
Let's Sarah talk.
I don't care.
We have 2 minutes.
No care.
She was abused.
She's fine. A little more abuse isn't going to hurt.
Well,
so here's my point. And people are like, oh, well, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's got a TV show. It's easy for... No. I'm talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
Always. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it wasn't a few $1,000s for this or that, but it's what they could do all the time. And it wasn't always money. It was time, it was effort, was helping, was ever. Those people have the most.
Mm.
Thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you. Tell your wife that. Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
15, used to fool around with your brother?
No, I'm not sure because of the ages. We were 5 and 7.
Okay, Drew, this woman was abused.
And what
we should have gone to her much earlier.
And what happened?
Well, we used to hide under blankets, and he would, like, touch me and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm not really sure whether it was a curiosity thing or whether it was...
How are your relationships now?
Fine.
Okay.
It just
curious.
No, she thinks you mean with him.
Oh, I mean with boys.
They've been fine. Normal.
Okay, and you're emotionally okay? No mood disturbances or flashbacks or sleep problems or anxiety, anything like that?
No, minor anxiety. I've been on antidepressants for a while, but nothing.
Hmm.
Well, that could be just normal, though.
Here's the thing, and I'm not doing a, hold your hands over your eyes so you can't see, or your hands over your ears so you can't hear, but when people call us and tell us that they had these little sort of exchanges with friends, neighbors, family members, what have you, not sure if it was anything, I always just tell them, why not? Let's just not
assume
make any.
Not.
Let's not do. Let's not go there. Now, if you wake up with cold sweats every night and you're having
it was.
Difficulty with relationships,
right.
then it's time to start delving. But to try to create.
No, the only thing I would say is that kids that sexualize or that are exhibitionistic or extra exploratory tend to be in catacombs. You might think about those issues more than the actual event itself.
Good advice, Drew.
So
people would be well to heed it.
Yeah. Let's go to break.
All right, let's go to break. Drew, very clearly uncomfortable about the money thing coming up. Well, and the wife having control of the purse strings. And by the way, wouldn't you want your wife in control of the purse strings? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, because it's a purse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to be some dude carrying a purse
string.
Not the
wallet string.
Nah, don't hear about the wallet string. Got to get a new string in my wallet. Take a quick break. Be right back. That's the show, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Those of you who got the bidding up to 5,500 smackers, thank you.
Amazing.
You're doing the Lord's work. All right, Drew, imagine if you bid to be on a show and you came home and told your wife $5,500. No.
No.
You'd be sleeping on my sofa.
Well, she'd be going, she'd be coming in with me, or forget it.
You know
I see. If she was something she wanted to do.
No, even that. No, yeah, it'd have to be The View. Be on The View. All right, fantastic. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Hey, I'm just worried you're going to act again.
Yeah.
Who knows when your vagina's going to strike again?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.